visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coaches Corner. And Coach, you were one of three games in the area to be suspended from Friday night to Monday due to weather. You were up 20-6, and you end up winning the game over Waverly 50-22. The game was resumed on Monday. How did your guys just come out, on Monday, knowing you had a really long layover?
Definitely a unique circumstance. We weren't sure if the weather was going to cooperate Saturday, and then there were some events going on that on both sides for Waverly and us. So we just picked Monday because neither one of us had a JV on that schedule. So, but between Friday and Monday, we got quite a bit of rain. So our field was pretty squishy, which changes the dynamic of the game. Friday night, perfect conditions, field was perfect. I felt like we were starting to get that game in check and had momentum. Really the only thing we gave up was a kickoff return. So now you go back and you got the whole weekend to kind of take that film and look at it, draw up a new game plan. And they definitely came out on Monday and had changed up how they were going to play us on defense. And so now, you've got to adjust on the fly. And you got to do all that on a really squishy field. So I give credit to Waverly. They fought really hard, and they got us on some big plays is what really hurt us. A kickoff, a screen pass that went for a touchdown, and then a pass over our head. Other than that, I was really proud of our guys for kind of, imposing their will on our line. Drew Conrady had another big game of running the ball and passing the ball for us. And behind him is Eli Hoff, who's kind of taken over the running back spot the last couple weeks, and he's done a tremendous job of being able to pound out the short yards, but also is kind of can break it and take it the distance, which he did a couple times against him. So that's always an awkward, and then it makes for a short week. This week we got homecoming festivities going on and stuff like that. So it's definitely feel like a short week heading into Hartford. So
I was about to ask you with a homecoming week, I know there's a lot of distractions around. How do you keep your guys focused in? Because, Hartford's going to come in at 0-3 and knowing they just got their homecoming spoiled by Northern Heights.
Yeah. coaches always worry about homecoming week just because of all the distractions. And we had a home volleyball game last night. So, of course, everybody wants to be there to support for the girls. And that's just one more thing, and pep rally and parade tonight. And it actually minimizes the amount of practice time you get, and that's always a frustration, but everybody deals with it and on their homecoming. But I feel like our guys are pretty locked in. We're getting kind of settled into what we do well, and I'm expecting a Hartford team to come over here and fight hard. They got a lot of athletes on that team, and Coach Kistner does a great job with them, and I know they're going to throw a lot at us on offense, and we will hopefully have our heads where we need to and focused on the game, not just the festivities of homecoming, and just trying to go 4-0, just trying to go 4-0, which feels pretty good to even say. After last year, we were 0-3 heading into this week, so.
Visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coaches Corner, and Coach Hartford coming in on Friday, our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. And as you mentioned, Hartford with athletes, Landon Schultz at quarterback, Tyson Bolson, Keenan Renfro. There's many more to name, but you know what to keep your eyes on.
Well, they move a lot of guys around and have some unique passing game. They can throw it deep, short, a lot of crossing routes. So you really have to know what you're doing in the passing game, where they can burn you I feel like we have the advantage up front, but they also play 4-2, so they're going to have a lot of guys in the box. So we'll have to be assignment sound there and figure out ways to run the ball still. But yeah, like I said, I know like last year we were 0-3. This was the week we went and played St. Paul at St. Paul. You know, backs against the wall. What are we going to do here? And starting district play was like a new season for us. And we went down there and found a way to win. So I know Hartford's back's against the wall, and they're probably looking at it that way. Hey, kind of a new season with district play, and let's go find a way to get a win. So we're not overlooking them. We are definitely locked in to try to go 4-0.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with Hartford. We look forward to carrying the game on Country 101.7 FM, and I'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dylan.
That is Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite, MT Networks, and Grimmett Concrete Construction on KVOE, live and local.